Welcome to the Group Chat Chronicles. I'm your host, Dev. With me this episode, I have Leek. What's up, Leek?
Yo, what's up, good people?
And on this podcast, we have a guest entering the chat. We have Shani. What's up, Shani?
What's up?
And on this podcast, we always give our own takes on a lot of topics. And as always, I want to thank everybody for supporting. And when we start the podcast, we always go over what we have been tuned into, whether it be music, movies, books, TV shows, other podcasts, whatever. So, Leek, have you been tuned into?
I ain't gonna lie, that G Herbo album. Shout to Shawnee. That joint actually fire. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Yo, surprisingly, I do. He's like offbeat and all, but it's still hard. Yeah, it's still hard.
I don't hearing what people be saying when they say he's offbeat. I don't hear it.
He definitely be offbeat, but I mean, it's all good.
But he not like a Blueface offbeat.
Hell nah.
That's what I'm thinking of. Like,
he's not too off the metric.
That's all just the Herb album?
Pretty much, for the most part. Larry June, of course.
You fuck with Lil Babies?
It was cool. Not that much playback like the first one. The last one? My turn?
Yeah, okay.
Not like that one. To me, I really like that one.
Yeah, people definitely gassed it.
You thought they gassed it?
Yeah. No, Lil Baby's like the one that he just came out
with. Oh, he just came out with? Yeah.
They saying he, like, they fuck with it hard, like, he got no skips. I'm like,
nah.
Couple skips.
Yeah.
I feel like the most I got out of it was the gossip, really.
Yeah.
You
know, that.
Yeah.
All right. So, Johnny, what have you been tuned into as of late?
You know, all the rap beef with the females.
What?
Yeah, with Lotto and all them. And I don't know. It be seeming like a lot of picking sides. But okay. Y'all feel like it's like that with males, though?
Really. Yeah.
I feel like, yeah. They always try to say it's
always
just
pick a side.
A female thing. But I feel like males always be beefing, too.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
That's without a shadow of a doubt. Yeah. Like, LB Fashley got murdered. So,
but other than that, I don't really tune in nothing. That's on the top of my brain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, Sonder dropped something on Friday. That's Brent Faiyaz and his group.
Sonder dropped something?
Yeah, I was confused.
It's like a 4-song EP. But
for real?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm on that as soon as we leave. I didn't even know.
I didn't know he was in a group.
It's like,
I thought that
it's
was just
his band basically.
No, it's like it's him and like two producers or something like that. So they're not really.
He's the only one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. Other than basketball.
Fucking I'm sorry, I forgot that goddamn Anderson .Paak and that her song with what's his name? No Worries, that producer. Forgot the name of the song, but that's a hard song.
Yeah, I never.
My bad. I thought y'all.
I mean, I know who they are, but I don't know. I listened to the song.
That shit's hard. You should tap in.
So, moving on to the first topic. So, question for both of y'all: do y'all think music is timeless today? Go ahead.
No, that's why I don't think so. But then we're also older, so it's like, mm-hmm. You know, people. Older than us, they used to always be like, back in my day. And you'd be like, the music's trash. So, but I'd be wondering from, like, the younger generation if they think it's timeless. Because I still play Peaches and Cream and all that shit, like Ashanti, all that.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. I don't be thinking the music today is timeless. And I don't never hear no young people still playing shit from, like, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, they only play current shit.
It's real trendy right now. That's a fact. I would say it's still timeless, though. Like, well, you know what? You got a point, though. Because I'm thinking, like, now artists. You know what I mean? Like, it's not really... Like, she right. Like, our generation kind of with, what is it? Drake, Kendrick, Cole. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, out of, like an NBA young boy, even though he's still very young in his career, like, I don't know if people would really even say, like, this album is the album. It's just like, oh, he got another album.
Yeah, he dropped like two in a month.
So, you know what I mean? Know. So, yeah. So, she kind of got a point there when it comes to the newer generation. But I think, like, with us, like, we still got that a little bit. Yeah, like, I still revert back to the Kendricks, the Cole.
I mean, but, like, where does our generation stop, though? Like, what time frame?
High school, maybe? 2014?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, you know, basically in adulthood, at that time, we, you know, working in school, we trying to figure out what we trying to figure out. So once we really dive deep back into music, it's totally different. It's a whole new sound out here.
I don't know.
Because, for example, who's that died? Extension?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear nobody playing his shit no more. But when he died, he was the GOAT.
I think it's because how the way music's consumed nowadays.
Yeah.
It's like
a lot.
It's real trendy now.
Real a lot. Because, like, earlier this year, four people that I listened to dropped four consecutive weeks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they might drop on the same day. And then, I don't know. I think a lot of artists, they're making, like, playlist type albums, though.
Facts. Yeah.
So it's like they'll just drop 20 songs and then you, like, five and you just listen to those five.
Facts. But that's really the direction of music. That's how they try and push it that way now, too, though.
And there's also a lot more artists, too, that you think about it. Like, back then, it was just like, because if you think about the time where Ashanti took over, who was really, like, it was Ashanti and Ja Rule. But now it'd be, like, 20 artists that's all popping at once.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Yeah. And, but you got in, like, the way, like, back in the day, like we were in less control what we listened to. Like they,
facts.
Like MTV, BET played music videos.
Yeah.
And you had to actually buy the CD or even
LimeWire.
Or that was a process.
I mean, you know,
how that was a process.
You know how that goes.
But like now I got every album on my phone for $10 a month, so I can pick what I want to listen to and whatnot. But
so wait, can I ask y'all how? How would you rather consume music? How we used to, or do you like how we have it now? Like, what would y'all prefer?
How we used to? Because my brain be all over the place with all these drops and shit. Just how y'all said NBA Youngboy, he drops too much shit for me. Like, exactly. I don't even want to listen because I feel like it's going to be weak. Like, your quality's not there.
Yeah, it's going to sound
the same. Yeah, you just drop it, mad shit just to drop it. Like, you're not actually working on your craft and your sound and shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's convenient. But, like,
yeah.
I mean, now that I'm 26, I'll probably actually go buy the music now, like, to the store and whatnot. So, I guess back in the day.
Okay. That's interesting. Okay. I like both because I'm a real music, like, I listen to just whatever. I'm really, like, playlist and heavy now. So, I'll just throw in a playlist with 100 songs and just rock out.
Yeah.
But, like, going back to FYE, trying to listen to the sample of the album. Yeah. Like, this is crazy. I got to see what this is. Like, that was, it is a nostalgia. Like, kind of like making your fan work for the art to try to get it as well.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, like, that was kind of saying, like, you know, it's going to Spotify, it's going to Apple Music, SoundCloud, YouTube. Yeah. Like, it's so many different platforms you could go to literally get everything.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just like, whatever. And fans, I feel like now is just on the, you know, feed me. Like I said, it's real trendy. Just feed me. I just want more. I just want more.
They don't actually take it in.
Right.
And, like,
live with the music for a little while.
They don't enjoy that part.
Right. That's a fact. All
right. So, moving on to... This is funny. All right. So, like, if you've been on social media, you see that a lot of women are calling men sassy for the actions that they do on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it, I can agree. I ain't gonna lie. So, is being a male TikTok influencer sassy in general, or does it depend on the content?
It definitely depends on the content for me. Because, I mean, if that's how you get your bread and them influencers getting that bread,
yeah,
you know, it is what it is. Like, if you got, like, let's just say somebody that's like a producer or whatever, and they just give it somebody producer tips. It's a TikTok influencer.
Yeah.
But, you know, but if you out here, you know, sporting, I don't even want to like no names, but you know, y'all know what I'm thinking. If y'all doing stuff like that, then, yeah, you could be a little on the sassy side. So I get that.
Yeah, I think it depends on the content. Like, I like the guys that just spit information or, like, talk about experiences and stuff like that, like knowledge stuff. But then you got the guys that's on there doing dances every week. And then you got the guys that's spitting on the camera trying to act like they fuck.
Yo.
Yo.
Because why are you doing that? I do not want to see. Like, could you imagine you just scrolling and you see your dick. Like, what?
Yo.
What?
I
Because who is this attractive to? That's my thing. Who is this attractive to?
Right.
But it's attractive to somebody, and that makes me more crazy. Yeah, somebody finds him attractive.
Right.
And you know, you be seeing the comments like, oh my gosh, I'm so... Now... What the hell?
I mean, it definitely does depend on the content. Like, I mean, if he's just, like, fixing something or, like, making food or something. Like, if it's something right. simple yeah. like that, yeah. But, like, I mean, I don't know. Like,
I ain't gonna lie, even the food must be a little extra, though.
I mean, if he's, like, spreading the lips to make it look like a pussy or something. No, that's
recipes. Recipes. There do be guys that actually do recipes and just... Yeah, because that's like the guys with the peaches and over here with the lime and stuff. I don't want to see that.
That stuff like that, yeah, I guess you're sassy if you do that. I don't know. I mean, I would never do this personally, but I don't really like when y'all like call like the dudes that be rocking their hips like sassy just for dancing. I don't know why.
It's just continuous. Like, I don't know. Like, because there be dancers and it's real dancers, but then when you're doing TikTok dances, they don't be real dancers.
No, you're right.
Facts.
They don't be like the,
Yeah, like, if that's your profession type time, like, that's what you're doing, that's definitely different, but... Okay.
You just a regular Joe Smo. You single over here dad bored.
Because your daughter taking a nap or something. You just making TikToks. Like,
I mean,
it's a little different.
And it do change if it's with your kids or something. Like, that's cute. It's wholesome. But you just sitting there.
Solo dolo.
So basically, all right.
Some money or something. All right,
so basically, if you do it with your kids, it's fine and dandy.
Yeah.
It's for the baby.
I mean, I get it, but like,
kids like to do stuff with you. So it's like, especially my daughter. My daughter loves to be on the camera and stuff. So she would, like, find stuff like that. Like, she would love that. Like, that you're doing it with her. It's quality time. All right.
Okay. So, yeah, those that want to rock their hips, do it with your kids, nephews, or somebody. Like,
you get a pass.
So, this is another funny one. Do you guys think that men occasionally call other men handsome?
Wait. Run that back.
Right, so the question is, do guys occasionally see a man and say, oh, that's a handsome man? Do you do that, Leek?
Kinda. Like, you know how females be like, oh, she's pretty. Like, I just...
Like, in a way, kinda. Yeah. Like, oh, you look good today.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in a way.
I mean...
But, like, to say, like, yo, you know what?
That nigga cute.
Such and such. I ain't saying that. But like, you know, you watching a movie or something, buddy line up is just right. Goddamn. Like, yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I think we just, like, find, like, everything but, like, the actual word.
Yeah. So, let me ask y'all a question. So, I was in Mexico, right? And there was this group of white guys. They were just sitting behind me. And this other guy, they seen him from afar. And he had this, like, big mustache. And first off, they found out it was fake. But before they found out it was fake, they was like, oh, look at his mustache. He fucks. Yup, he fucks.
Yes. Yo. I don't know. That might be like a cultural thing.
Yeah, that's a cultural difference.
I think that's a cultural
thing. I feel like that was them saying, like, he's fine.
I mean, they might just mean he be out here slaying.
But why would you come to that conclusion unless you think
that's a little different.
That's a cultural thing. I mean, because I've heard people say that before, but they were always white, so it's like.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's a fact. That's like kind of like white humor, in my opinion. Like, even when you watch, like, certain movies, like, they kind of, like, I mean, throw that kind of. Human.
So what if one of your friends said it? You look at him suspect?
It's a little weird.
I mean, like, I wouldn't think nothing. I would be like, I kind of understand what he meant by that, so.
I ain't gonna lie, I look like nigga, fuck you be. Yeah. I'm gonna be real, like, yo, fuck you be by that, bro.
I mean.
You gotta explain yourself.
Yeah. I don't know. That's weird. Like I said, I just think we just... Don't say, oh, you're handsome. We just say, oh, it's a nice lineup.
Right.
Shoes is outfit clean, stuff like that.
I feel like we find the more particular part that we like. With women, when y'all see, you know. Oh,
we just be general, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
That makes sense.
So, moving on to a kind of more serious topic, but I'm sure we're going to get some jokes out of it.
per usual.
Yeah. So, why do y'all think men keep inadequate friends around them? Examples are untrustworthy and not progressive.
Probably loyalty.
Yeah.
Overall, like, for an overall answer. Like, I know for me, like, I probably got a couple friends I should be friends with, but my niggas. Yeah. So, like, I feel like as an individual, you should know kind of, like, when to be around those friends and when not to be and that sort of such. But...
So, kind of like when you have your friends that, like, for a female, as me, like, I have friends that I'll go out with, but I wouldn't tell them my business. Or I wouldn't chill with them on a... So, it's like that.
Exactly.
See, but I be thinking, like, I don't know, because certain guys, they really... Like you said, it's like the loyalty, but where does that... Where do you cross... Where do you put boundaries at? Because clearly, if I can't trust you, I don't. It's not no loyalty. So, it's one of them situations where, like... If we put that in terms of a relationship, you're not gonna take the things. It's funny though, because you know how females always tell other females, "Oh, you'll stay with that nigga, but you'll cut your friends off or something." And then guys are the exact opposite.
Yeah.
But I mean, guys never cut off their friends. We eventually gonna cut off the nigga. Like.
Right.
So it's like, at what point do you have those boundaries? You be like, "Nah, I don't need this in my life."
I would say for me. You know, that probably feel the same. We think pretty much the same. That person would, like, have to, like, actually do something to me type time to make me then be like, okay, maybe this friendship ain't what I think it might be type time.
So how do you find out somebody's untrustworthy without them doing something to you?
Man, that's a question for God. You know? For God in the streets, for real. Like, just to be real.
But how do you find out somebody, like, how do you come to the conclusion that your man's is untrustworthy if he never did anything? Because you're saying you will only cut them off if they did something.
Right.
But how do you feel like they're untrustworthy if they didn't do anything?
See, I wouldn't feel that. If you're not showing me something, or, like, I hear of you doing something to someone else type time.
Right.
I can't really put that on you then. You get what I'm saying? Like, how can I call, let's say, for a person like Dev? How can I call Dev untrustworthy if I didn't hear of him never doing anybody wrong, and he for sure never did me wrong?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So the friends that you do deem as untrustworthy, why are they still in your life? Because you just said you would cut them off.
Personally, I don't really
know. You don't get into that?
Yeah. All people I consider, like, my brothers or friends, like, that I know of, at least, for
sure.
So
have y'all had friends in the past that y'all felt was untrustworthy and y'all just cut ties?
I say, like, more or less, like, high school.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you know.
Not in adulthood.
Not really in adulthood.
I don't think I ever cut ties with anybody. It was more so we just drifted apart because our lives went two different directions.
Okay.
But I don't think I ever fell out with anybody over anything. That was serious.
Because sometimes you just see guys, like, it's like you want to progress in your life, but you keeping these same people around that's not doing nothing, or they're not trustworthy, or they're not. Because I've come across that a lot, especially, like, in our community. Like, the length of the relationship matters to them more than the quality of it. And it's like, I don't know how you have people like that around you and know that they're like that around you.
I would hope that length of time, though, have some qualities in it, though. Because then I feel like you'd be just wasting your time.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, you stand on certain things. So, like, me personally, I stand on loyalty and I stand on... So, once I see, okay, the first time, all right, cool. But once you do something suspect the second time, yeah, we got quality-worthy stuff. But at that point, I stand on loyalty and you're not giving me that. So,
right,
we gotta...
Yeah, I don't know.
I
just feel like guys, it's more so something has to happen to them in order for us to cut ties. Like,
right.
I'm not going to say none of my friends are untrustworthy, but, like, if they did something to somebody and it wasn't to me, I'm not going to be like, I can't trust them. But if they did it to me, then yeah.
But then, so that's
I ain't going to lie. I say it depends on what it is.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
If you talk some shit, then it's like, nah, we got to kind of address that, bro, because that's on that's on character now.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
And that's exactly what I mean. Like, it's your character. So that, but then that's also, like, the topic, which y'all probably don't really, I don't know if y'all care about that, but, like, snitches and stuff like that. Like, it'd be certain guys that they be like, oh, well, y'all be fucking with snitches and stuff. But then it's like, your friends didn't snitch, but you're still, like, you get what I'm saying? The correlation, like, your friends didn't snitch, but you don't fuck with snitches in general, but your friends did something unloyal to somebody else and you still got them around.
Facts.
But you want to cut off a snitch for snitching on somebody else. It's still, like, the act is still being unloyal. You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
I think it just depends on the person and how much they can put up with.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, moving on. All right. Damn. So, all right. So.
He laughed at
No, because it's just like, I don't know. But now that I'm just rereading them, and it's just funny because we're about to talk about it. So I seen posts on social media basically saying if a guy is unfaithful to his woman a lot, he likes men.
Nah, let's talk about it.
Yeah, like I need to figure out where y'all just.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask y'all a question. So how many relationships you been in?
Serious, probably only like two.
Two, for real. Not including high school.
Yeah, I was including high school actually. So in adulthood, only one for sure.
How many?
In adulthood, two.
Okay, there's guys that literally will have like they've been in 3, 4, 5 serious relationships in adulthood, and they cheat out the ass on all them bitches. So you ain't came across a bitch yet that met, checked all the boxes that you should be faithful. Mind you, why are you even getting in relationships with them? So it's that fact that we don't mean like, oh, the guy that just was in one relationship and he cheated on her. No. But why are you in multiple relationships and you ain't found one that made you want to be faithful? What are you looking for? Dick. Dick.
When it comes to this topic, for me, I just think niggas got to come to the realization at some point they might just don't want to settle down with one woman. Yeah. That's the way I look at it. Yes. Like, it's like, because this might sound crazy, but this is just how I think. I think some niggas think they gotta like be with the girl to get pussy type time. Yeah. So it's like, like she said, you keep getting in these relationships, then you get to a relationship that the other bitch you talked to before you got to the girl you with now, she like, all right, I'm about to give you something. It's like, oh, you about to hit that. Then you see what I'm saying? Yeah. So I feel like some guys just have to come to that realization like, yo, maybe I'm just not a relationship type of guy.
Yeah. And see, and how many relationships, so like, I feel like the conclusion we're coming to is either they're dumb or they're gay.
Where is the gay part coming from, though? That's just losing me.
I'm telling you, because they're searching for this. It's like niggas, but it don't even be like niggas that are cheat. Like, oh, okay, they had 5 girlfriends. They fucked with. They was with Sarah. They cheated with Sarah with McKinley. And then they was with Radisha, and they cheated on Radisha with one bitch. No, these niggas will cheat with multiple bitches in every relationship. You don't even like pussy at that. That you don't like pussy. Because what are you like searching for? Exactly. You don't like pussy too much.
That's amazing.
No, what are you searching for? And then you still get in the fact that you in these relationships when you're either dumb because everybody knows there's a whore out here that you don't gotta be in a relationship or say I love you or et cetera to get some pussy from.
True.
So, like, I'm just not understanding. So it's like you're just searching for something you can't find, and I feel like that's because you can't find dick because you got all this pussy. you're continuously in pussy and it's not enough. So you want to try to find something. It's like addicts. You know, they go coke. Coke is not enough. They want to go to heroin. Heroin is not enough. And I don't know the steps, but then they go to meth.
Right.
So, like, it's like you're searching for a high that you never had before. And I feel like that high is dick.
Yeah. I mean, like,
that is the thought process.
Like, my whole thing is, like, is him just being a terrible person, like, that far-fetched of a...
No, there is some guys that are just terrible persons. They're probably, there's narcissistic guys, so it's not every guy.
Yeah,
like, facts. So we don't mean every guy, but sometimes it's just like, because I know a couple guys that, okay, you put the tweet out there, and I was like, well, only so many guys responded. Only so many guys been in a relationship, in multiple relationships, and only one of them have been, rumored to be gay. So I was like, this isn't really like, and you probably don't know details. So I'm like, mm-hmm. He probably don't know that this isn't really like proving his point. It's proving the opposite. It's proving our point because he don't know this nigga is gay.
Yo.
And this nigga been in multiple relationships. So that be my thing. Like, it don't be every nigga, but at some point it do be like, it just, like, I don't know if y'all probably never watched, did y'all watch Grown Up Hip Hop?
A little bit.
That one guy that was with, the one guy he was with, Salt and Pepper's daughter, and he had a relationship
different.
With a trans. Yeah,
he did
stuff like
I'm not surprised.
And he said that when it was like a proposal ceremony, and he said it out loud, and I don't know, but it was like not the time or place. Like, why are you telling us this? But he said he had relationships with trans. Well, or he had relations with trans people. And trans women, and he liked it, but it was just like that sense that, like, and he also went into detail that it was like not, it was pre-trans, So they had their peace. So,
oh,
yeah. So, like, and he liked it. So it'd be like situations like that. Some niggas just be too freaky and they be too, and they be cheap. Like, they just getting a pussy for no reason. Either that or they got demons they need to heal. But I mean, a lot of niggas got demons they need to heal. But they be. They be searching for, like you just been in all these pussies, especially if it's like, oh, you just be hitting this bitch, this bitch, this bitch, this bitch.
So, right.
Just try some dick out.
Yeah. Wow. What if the pussy ain't hitting?
You didn't fuck all these bitches and the pussy wasn't hitting. Why are you fucking all these bitches? Then that means if sometimes all these bitches.
Sometimes niggas do be choosing the wrong bitch, though.
Okay, so they had a loyal bitch. They had a bitch they was with that was loyal, and then they cheated on her with like 7 different bitches. And none of these bitches' pussy was hitting. You know where I'm going.
I mean, maybe,
you know where I mean, I'm going. I mean,
like you say, maybe he like it too much.
Like, then that means you don't like it at all. You can't like it too much.
What?
You can't like it too much that you're not getting pleasure out of something. That makes no sense.
Well, it's not that he's not getting pleasure. He's just like getting pleasure out of multiple.
Yeah.
Because why are you still cuffing these bitches? Like, made you master cuffer?
I mean,
like,
maybe he just wants some in-house box. I don't know.
Because he keeps stepping out on the in-house box.
I'm just saying. It's
not logical.
I can't speak for these niggas for real. I'm just...
Yeah, so I'm just telling y'all. It don't mean the niggas that like, oh, you want me? It's the multiple... He just want to cuff every bitch he done been with and then still be cheap? Like, what are you doing all that for, sir?
Anyway.
So, just be who you be.
Yeah. I feel like people be ashamed
of
who they are.
I mean, but you got to look at, like, how people treat these people that aren't like them.
But see, y'all say that, but I don't see that they treat them differently. I feel like they treat them differently when they're being sneaky about things.
I mean,
where they're in the closet. But I have a lot of people that are out of the closet that nobody treats them like that. So it's like, well, of course you're going to get treated like that. You're being a sneaky person.
Yeah.
No, nobody like a sneaky person.
Nah. So, all right, next topic. So, you guys think that keeping your love life private is the same as just not posting on social media or letting other people
know. Like that, no.
We wrote it down.
I mean, I feel like it depends on a person. Some people just don't fuck with social media. Yeah. So like, but for even me, like, I don't fuck with social media at all, to be honest with you. But at the same time, I still got pictures of my family, like my girl and all that. Yeah. So for like the people that just like, don't. To me, that's a little weird. I ain't gonna lie. It's like, if you with this person, y'all eventually gonna go on a vacation. You're eventually gonna go on a nice date.
Right.
It's okay to show off who you with. It's all right. Right. Like, you know what I mean? But for the people that, like, just don't, to me, just that act alone is it's a little weird.
Yeah, I feel like it gives sneaky vibes. But it does depend on the guy. Because we do know, like, we don't know a lot. But we all know, like, one person that don't play social media. Like, don't really post. Or if they do, they just be lurking on social media. They don't post pictures. They don't post.
Facts.
That's different. Like, but for a guy that is into social media and he's not posting you, I feel like that should be a red flag. And vice versa. A female that is into social media.
Big facts.
And that they're being sneaky.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I don't care to be posted, so there's that. I mean, I'll post pictures or whatever. I don't care. Mm. I mean, my only thing with this whole thing is when, like, they'll put, like, the emoji or whatever over the person.
Over the person.
Yeah, like, I mean.
Yeah,
like,
now that's the sneaky shit.
Yeah, like.
It's like, yo, who the fuck is the devil emoji?
Yeah. Like, it's sneaky and, like, nobody really cares that much to, like,
right.
Really, like, know who you going out with, like. I don't know. I think people just put too much weight on social media. I ain't gonna lie.
Big facts.
Yeah. So.
But it's also like they put their whole. If you're a person that puts your whole life on social media, how can you not expect your partner to? You know what I mean? What I mean?
Oh yeah.
Because
yeah.
Like for you example, I don't see you ever post pictures or anything. I got you on Facebook and Twitter. I don't think I got you on Instagram, but I don't see any pictures that you post. So like, if you have a girlfriend, I wouldn't think that's weird that you didn't. Oh, I didn't know you had a girlfriend. Like, no, because I don't see you post pictures in general. But there really be people that post their whole life, and you're not posting the person you're with every day. Is at least once is a little odd.
Yeah. I would feel some type of way about that.
Now, it's kind of a backhand of that. Because, like, let's say their partner, they don't fuck with the social media like that.
Oh, no. I mean,
like, that could be a thing, too.
I mean, like, if it's, like, a definite no, okay, then, yeah, I'm cool with that. But like, if like even though I said I don't really care to be posted, if if I see that you post everything in your life, like I said, I'll low key feel some type of way, but I wouldn't make a big deal out of it.
So you ain't gonna be like the niggas when like shorty posting the food at dinner. Like,
nah.
I'm with her. Nah. You ain't gonna put one of them one time.
Too. I ain't gonna lie. Nah, I never like, it's like, I don't know, like we all know you with somebody.
Yeah.
So it's like, fact. Yeah, like, so yeah. All right. So last topic. All right. So what is the line in between providing security and dealing with an insecure partner?
I'll let you start this one. I don't even know.
Well, because y'all had a good topic. What was the topic about the man not wanting? Like, is it insecure for your man to not want, like, his woman to dress a certain type of way? Okay. So I feel like those kind of are related. And I don't feel like anything that – it depends. So, like, you seen the that one skirt with the, like, the whole side is out.
Yeah.
That's understandable that your man don't want you. But, like – if like I got a V-neck on, if you want to say something to me about my V-neck, we're not going there. But like, like it's a fucking V-neck. So, but like, there's I feel like it's not insecure. It's just boundaries. Like these are my boundaries. You ain't gotta accept it. You can be out, but these are my boundaries. I don't feel like that's insecure on either part. Like there's certain things because I'm gonna tell my man, you're not wearing them basketball shorts because I can see your print, and that's just what it is.
I mean. But, like, do you think, like, it's fair to the other person, like, in their mind or something like that is, like, not that deep to them?
Yeah, because you're, it's not about, you're in a relationship. You signed up to be in this relationship. So, relationships are about compromise.
Yeah.
So, it's not that deep to you. We're not going to be on the same page on everything. So, you got to take in what I'm saying. And I, vice versa, I got to take in what you're saying.
I do kind of agree with what she's saying, though. Like certain things is like saying like if your woman got the fucking shit, the split, see the baby ass and all that out. That's it's like all right, come on, like you're not single, what are you doing this for? But like the V-neck, it's like come on, nigga. Yeah. Like it's just I just my rule of thumb is just do whatever you're comfortable with, work with whatever you're comfortable with. Like you were saying, like if somebody you talk to or whatever, they got a problem with that, and you like nigga, this my style, like. You be all right. Then that's something, you know, y'all had to work out.
Right.
Yeah. Or if y'all can't work out, go y'all separate ways.
Exactly.
Like, definitely have, like you said, had those boundaries for sure.
Yeah. We always try to change people too much. And I feel like a lot of people say women try to change men a lot, but I feel like it's equal. We just don't really acknowledge it much when guys do that with their females. Like, that's you know what I mean? Some certain guys will get with a female that's always going out and then expect her not. You met her going out. She's always going out. Should she slow that down? Yeah, but... at the same time, like, you met her like that, so why are you trying to change her or et cetera?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's just like, I know with me personally, like, if it's like, if I feel like the issue isn't that deep, I kind of get turned off. I'm not going to lie.
Fact.
Because then it's like, I can only imagine, like, let's say I do something worse, God forbid, like, I just can't imagine how she's going to react. So I don't know. That's a turn off for me.
What do you mean how she's going to react? Like, if she's reacting in a clear, concise manner, like, hey, I just don't like it when you do, when you wear X, Y, and Z.
I don't know.
Is that a reaction?
No, like, I'm talking like, let's say, like, I don't know, like, liking pictures on social media. Like, she don't like, and she don't like if I'll, like a girl's picture. It's like that, the fact that that's a big enough issue that she had to bring it up to me, knowing that I meant nothing behind it, I don't know, that's kind of a,
it's like, a little weird.
Weird to me. See, don't try to talk to me if you be liking bitches' pictures, cause.
Hey yo, what? Don't yo, try to stop talk to playing me. With me. You don't really think like that, yo.
I really do, because okay, I don't like niggas' pictures. I don't, cause what am I? What do I get out of that? I'm telling you, you look good, and you look that good that I gotta let you know you look good. Unless you my man's, like you my homie, like or you a family member, or you know what I mean. That's different, especially and vice versa. But otherwise, I feel like it's the intent behind it, because we know how y'all know how niggas think, and we know how bitches think. Why is her man liking my picture? Oh, he want me or something like that. Like, it's just that you can like it in your head. Yes, I mean, bitches really like, yes.
I just
that's like too much emotion. That's much emotion on a light picture. Maybe I like the outfit.
No, because you also got to think a nigga that's shooting his shot is liking her picture too.
I mean,
it's social media though. Like,
but you don't have to, like, you can like a post. You can like a with words on it. You can like, you don't have to like a picture and tell her she looked good. Or you can like a family post. You could like a picture with her and her kids. You could like a picture of, you know, her, her nigga and her kids. Like, but it's just the simple fact that like, you don't have to like would you be out with your bitch? Let's say you out.
Wait,
with
hold
your
on, wait, real, before you get into that, real quick. So you basically telling me niggas gotta like strategically like pitches out here?
No, that's just how females think. It's one of those things where like, it's not really about your intentions rather than, you know, how the person takes it. And you're in a relationship, so you gotta think of stuff like that. So it's like, if you out with your girl and you see a fine female, you're gonna be like, yo, man, you so pretty. No, that's fucking weird. It's the same thing. It's just a social media world. You don't gotta tell her she looks pretty. You don't gotta like her picture and acknowledge that she looks pretty. Shit, if you scrolling like, oh, that's a good picture, keep scrolling. Because that's what I'm gonna do with a nigga. He fine. But keep scrolling.
But I don't know. It's like, to me, I'm just tapping my phone screen twice and scrolling up and going about my life. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, I ain't see that. I don't really see that as a, like, even like if my girl was the door, I don't give a fuck. Why would you get that thing under the wire? What are we talking about?
Especially for some females, like certain type of females, it's like you opening that door. Like, so how? It's like, why not?
I mean, like,
depending on the female, you're opening that door. Like, she think you want her. So that's opening the door for her to, like, tell such and such. And just, it just causes more problems than if you just scroll and acknowledge it. Like,
yo, that's crazy. I could understand maybe, like, a comment. Oh, maybe.
Right. A comment or sliding in the inbox, yeah.
Yes. That's definitely sliding in the DM. That's, like, actual.
But that's opening the door to that. Like, because bitches shoot their shot nowadays. So that's opening the door to that.
I mean, I just call it flattery and show my girl. Like, yo, you see this? You see this? They love me out here in these streets. You feel what I'm saying?
She like my body.
Right? Yo,
so, I don't know. It's kind of a weird question. So, like, since you think like that, would you want your man to delete all social media for him so he don't even be tempted to like another girl's picture?
No, that's controlling.
Or like, go to an extreme measure to do that. Like, unfollow every girl. No.
But I do believe that if it's somebody that you used to fuck or you have relationships with, there's no reason for you to follow them.
Word.
Yeah. I mean, it also depends on the, I'm not going to say every bitch, but it depends on the, I guess, the interaction. Like, that y'all previously had. Yeah, also how they interact with you. Like, if you know they still want you type shit. It's just, some things are just preventative measures.
I mean, what if they're, like, I feel what she's saying friends, on that. Like, friends.
You're not genuine friends with someone you fucked. I'm platonic friends, no.
You agree, Lee?
I ain't gonna lie, that's kind of real.
We can look up the definition of platonic.
I mean,
I ain't gonna lie, that's kind of 100.
I mean, I don't know, like, I'm not about to.
At the same time, I feel like for guys, though, in our slightest defense, we don't really give a fuck about that.
See, and that's, like, but you know, that's like, the
we
thing.
We did it.
Yeah,
like, I mean,
guys don't think that deep into it, but females do. So it's like you're in a relationship, so you just got to learn to compromise and trying to like, okay, I'm not going to hold that against you, but I'm telling you it makes me feel this way. So if you could prevent doing that, that would be great.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you know what I mean? I know you don't like think too much of it, so.
And that's an example of great communication in a relationship, though. Yeah. Like, when you do feel that way, I feel like for the viewership, like, you know, male or female, like, just communicate that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Even if it might be silly to them, still communicate that, because that's how you feel.
Right.
Silly or not. Like, hey, we in this motherfucker together.
Yeah.
I had to learn that lesson the hard way. But, that concludes this week's episode. And as y'all know, we always leave the world with a final thought to give to the world. So, Lee, what is your final thought to give to the
man,
world?
Man, spread more love, not hate. Follow our socials at It's Just Lee. And keep showing love.
All right. Johnny, what is your final thought to give to the world?
I don't got no final thought. It's cool.
Yeah.
You don't got no social media you want to throw out there? No,
follow
none of that?
Me. K_Cartior, CARTIOR. That's not Facebook. Don't follow me on Facebook. Instagram, Twitter, and Snap.
Hey. So yeah, my final thought, yeah, follow the socials, GCC717 on Twitter, the Group Chat Chronicles on Facebook, Group Chat Chronicles 717 on Instagram and TikTok, got rid of the underscore. like and subscribe to the YouTube. Shout out to Swanee Visuals on the cam.
Honest.
And I would like to thank everybody for kicking it with us however long we were here for. And we out.
Peace. Yeah.